Gesellschaft besser machen. In weniger als 30 Minuten. Der Körber-Kurz-Podcast. Wie spielt es sich Klavier, wenn man Granatensplitter in der Hand hat? Wie klingt es, wenn der Musiker in seiner Heimat verfolgt und gehasst wird? Wenn deine Heimat in Schutt und Asche liegt und dir nahestehende Menschen ermordet wurden? Das klingt unvorstellbar für mich. Und doch gibt es Hoffnung. Music for Hope, gespielt von Ayham Ahmad. Ein Mann, der mich demütig macht. Meine Sorgen wirken nichtig, wenn ich ihm zuhöre. Und ich lasse mich anstecken von seiner Energie. Im Gespräch und auch am Klavier. Gesellschaft besser machen mit Ayham Ahmad. Moin.
Thank you so much, moin.
Du machst so viele Sachen, Ayham, wo ich sagen würde, du machst die Gesellschaft besser. Vor allem bist du Friedensbotschafter von Syrien und du spielst bei uns im Körperforum Music for Hope. Was heißt das für dich?
Thank you so much for the introducing Friedensbotschafter, maybe friedlich but without Botschaft, because this is a very politic things. I'm not sure I am the guy to be Botschaft or the Botschafter. Yeah, and to make things for the society, this is what I try to do in Syria, and this was my hope to change the some things in the society with the music, with classical music, maybe with Ibsen jazz music. And during the Syrian war, it was this is the only hope to change. And in the end, also doesn't make any sense to stay there and to change. Ich versuche immer auch hier in dem society zu machen andere mit meinem Konzert, und ich versuche immer ein bisschen zu geben for the society also.
Und du machst das nicht nur in deinen Konzerten, sondern ich habe gehört, manchmal nimmst du einfach dein Klavier oder dein Keyboard mit auf die Beine und unterrichtest quasi Menschen in Unterkünften, die geflüchtet sind zum Beispiel, hier mit musikalischen Klängen aus der Heimat, um das Heimatgefühl zurückzubringen. Und das machst du einfach aus dem Herzen heraus, nicht gegen Geld. Warum ist dir das so wichtig?
Sure, it's very, very important, because those refugees, they don't inform about the concert. When you play concert in the big sal in Hamburg or big sal in Berlin, the last people they inform about the concert, they are the refugee. Sure, I inform him, but sometimes they don't come. And why you don't go there? And for them, this is the music what I try to create and try to make in the concert. It's nice for European ear, but for my own community, this is so sad also. For my own community, this is music. It's after 5 minutes, it will be boring for him. And why I don't bring music what they like, I don't like, sure, but this is the conflict in me and in him, because also they are living in a difficult situation in refugee camp. I am not living in the refugee camp. They have trauma, and to clear the trauma with the music, this is big part and big study in the German university now. It's become new, but this is what I try to do in Syria, and I still try to do here without wissen, without richtig studieren in dem University. Mm. And das ist von Musik von Heimat, ein bisschen Tanz, ein bisschen sprechen, ein bisschen shouting oder fighting sometime.
Traumata aufzulösen mit Musik, mit Heimatgefühlen, so verstehe ich dich gerade. Du hast jetzt gesagt, du spielst Musik, die vielleicht mögen, die du gar nicht so magst. Das kann ich mir total schwer vorstellen. Deine Musik ist so vielfältig. Du bist klassisch ausgebildet, du hast aber auch Klänge aus der Heimat. Und manchmal habe ich das Gefühl, entschuldige, wenn ich das so sage, dass du musikalisch richtig durchdrehst am Piano. Woher kommt denn diese Vielfalt in dir?
Wow, this is the conflict inside me. Still, I don't found myself, because also so bad to play music where they are not accepted in the community. I'm very sorry to say that, but Syrian community, when you show him this wonderful video, what we done in the Korba Stiftung, I put a lot of energy, a lot of composition, new composition. I'm very sorry, the Syrian people will watch 3 minutes from this video, and they will make another dance music or the some music doesn't make him traurig, because this is music, it's not traurig, but for him directly, when you play some Beethoven or Mozart, something's very foreignness for him. And this is really the conflict in me to be accepted by community, by my community, Yeah. And to be accept also with my new community, because also my new community, the German community, accept me and welcome me in 90%. But it's shade because this is classic music, jazz music. It's in the Middle East, we don't know it. We know it, sure, you know, but let's speak about 3% of the community. They know that the interaction, the people have studying at the university, it looks like that. And usually the community, it's came to Germany, it's 80% from the another side.
Zwei Seiten ist ein spannender Vergleich. Für dich gibt es diese beiden Seiten. Und ich frage mich natürlich, wo fühlst du dich denn eigentlich so richtig zu Hause? Und bist du in Deutschland angekommen?
Wow, ja. Ich denke, wenn ich spreche mehr Deutsch, ich bin in Deutschland angekommen. The German people, it's the opposite what the people speak about the German people in Germany, you know, because they are all close-minded. Oh, the German, oh, you know, this old story about the German. I see really, I don't need to say that because we spoke with you, you are German, but I see really the opposite. They are open for a lot of Richtung with music. When you play for him Oriental, they don't like it, but yeah, come on, they hear you, you know, they don't begin to speak during when you play. This is half Quartone, you know, there it's for him, it's this tune, you know, but this is really every day thinking about how you should to compose the music and how you should to go which direction and did I am home and what it's mean home. Because also for Palestinian refugee born in Syria, it was his place to live, we call it Yarmouk, it's refugee camp, you know. Did the refugee camp its home? Did the refugee camp in Kirchheim also its home? I don't know, it was, you know. Refugee camp in Yarmouk, where my grandfather, uncle, all born and live. This is was can be in 20 years, Kirchheim the same. And now I'm in Dazaborg, you know. I'm searching. But did I should to found home? Better to not. Because also connecting with home, it's also connecting with something's fix. Mm-hmm. Mahmoud Darwish, he say, the poetry guy, I carry my home in my back. And I carry my home with the Noten.
Okay, verstehe. Du sprachst gerade von Disharmonien, die wir als Deutschen vielleicht in deiner Musik wahrnehmen, dass das nicht so richtig klingt. Und ehrlicherweise, ich bin jetzt nicht so musikalisch ausgebildet. Mit manchen fremden Musikstilen fühle ich mich nicht so zu Hause oder da kann ich mich nicht so reinfühlen. Deswegen gibt es bei uns in der Körperstiftung ja das Ohr zur Welt, dass wir die Möglichkeit haben, ferne Klänge kennenzulernen. Gibt es denn auch einen Einfluss westlicher Musik auf deinen Musikstil?
Ja, sure, it's a lot. I study in the Musikschule and in the Hochschule. I play a lot of Oriental Mozart oder Oriental Beethoven. Mhm. And those harmony, we don't have harmony in the Oriental music, you know, to create the dominant and subdominant and tonica. This is Bach. Yeah, I try to create somewhere bridge between the culture and the bridge between the Oriental music, my chaos. Sure, the Oriental music also, it's nice, but when maybe I make it chaotic with the Western music. And this is what it's nice to call it not German music. We don't call it also Syrian music. We call it Oriental and Western. It's make it more global. And this is the nice with the music, you know. We are not back to the first question when did you feel home and where it's home, you know. Did you feel home in Europe? This is also a question back to you. And what it's mean globality, what it's mean the world, what it's mean Heim, and what it's mean to not be Heim. And this is also the question in the music. Which music it's Western music? Did major and minor, this is Western music. This is also Oriental music. This is Farsi music. We have Ajam and Nahawand. This is super Elish for major and minor. Who is making the first music? And who creating this maqam and why? And those all questions, it came to me during when I composed the piece. Why we should to keep major 4-bar and minor 2-bar and we back to major again 4-bar? Why? Why we should to have structure? Did Beethoven, he make structure? Or he was improviser when he make ta ti ta ra ra di da di ta pa ri ta ta ti ta. Why he make it in major? Why it's not minor? What ta ra ra ri ra da di da da ra ra ri pa ti ti. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Oder Beethoven and Mozart and Tchaikovsky, those somethings looks like the Bible and Quran, we don't need to change it. Did they accept the music style what we done now in 2021 when they are sitting behind us? This is all question.
Sehr spannende Fragen. In meiner Medienausbildung hat mir mein Gestaltungslehrer immer gesagt, Diana, lerne die Regeln, um sie dann selbst zu brechen. Und das finde ich nochmal ganz wichtig zu sagen, weil ich glaube, wenn man einfach das so macht, wie man machen will, dann hat man wirklich ein ganz großes Chaos. Und du hast eben tatsächlich viel gelernt und aus diesen Regeln dein eigenes gemacht. Wir haben über Einflüsse gesprochen und wir haben über Heimat gesprochen. Und du hast gerade auch schon deine Familie angedeutet. Und das würde mich nochmal sehr stark interessieren, denn was beeinflusst uns als Mensch mehr als die Familie? Was spielt deine Familie für eine Rolle für dich?
Familia, this is big things and also very small things and mix. Because big things, the familia, it's the language. Those people, they speak with you the same language. My family, my small family, what we was, papa, mama, and my wife and my boys. But familia in Syria, it's mean all those people around. Uncle, it's family, looks like father and mother. My children looks like my cousin family, and we was all together come and celebrate every week. And this is also what I miss here, because here also we live in wonderful global things. You can take the phone and call your uncle 3 hours, and this is will not be possible in Syria now because the connection and everything.
Mm.
But you feel sometimes you are far away from the people. During the corona, it was more horrible. I think family, what those people understand what you need to say. And I need to say a lot with the music. And sometimes my nearest family, they don't understand my music. And this is sad sometimes. You know, when I play that music, what we have track number 3 from Music for Hope, what we record in the Korba Stiftung, I send it to my uncle. I'm sure 100% he will say, oh, it's wonderful, but he will not hear it.
Mm.
And this is really sad, you know. They appreciate only in your face. No, I need really to my uncle sit and hear this rubbish music, what we call it, I don't know, mix music.
Your music.
Yeah, my music, another music, you know. But they don't have time and they don't have also the situation, you know. Here we have water, we have food. Our family in Syria, they fight about everything, you know. They fight about water, food, and hungry people, you don't can transfer culture for him. And we was not hungry before the war, this is mean. Also, the different culture changed during the war in Syria. When you speak about Damascus in 2008, it was full with culture. Now Damascus, it's everybody searching about his small bread, how he should to work 20 hours maybe to he have a small piece of bread. This is crazy. I say that in my book, hungry stomach, it doesn't bring the mind to work.
Du sprichst gerade schon über deine Bücher. Das erste und die Vögel werden singen, finde ich ein ganz schönes Bild. Ich persönlich denke immer an Maya Angelou, wenn ich das lese, die auch geschrieben hat, ich weiß, dass der gefangene Vogel singt. Bei dir ist es noch ein ganz anderes Bild und natürlich auch das Titelbild. Du sitzt in deinem grünen Shirt am Piano in den Trümmern. Das ist durch die Welt gegangen. Das ist ein Moment, der uns alle berührt hat. Und da gibt's noch so viele Hintergründe. Ist es wahr, dass der Fotograf, der dabei war, von der IS umgebracht worden ist?
No, from Assad. He was taken in the secret police. We have secret police in Syria, looks like Stasi secret police. They collect a lot of people. One, it's the photograph Niraz Said. He's killed in 2016. And they give the information for his family only after 2 years. Easy. This is mean his mom, she was waiting him 2 years for nothing. And they give him the plastic Osvai. And they say, he died with heart attack. 28 years boy, young guy, he died with heart attack. Amnesty International speak a lot about the prisoner in Syria, but nobody care really. We have 45,000 prisoner in Syria. IS, it's Assad, he is the main horrible guy. And that, it's make me really, When we speak about the Syrian war, every time we speak about civil war, we speak about, but we don't never touch the real reason, you know. And Nira Said was taken by secret police. It was 2 days after when I leave Syria. He was with me also in the same place. When I was late, two days after Monica Fabricius, she helped me. She was from Hamburg also. And she helped me. And this is 2 days. It was the difference between taken to the secret police or being in safe place here in Warburg or in Wiesbaden. Mm-hmm. And this is really horrible. My brother, we don't hear nothing about him since 9 years. He is also looks like Niraz, and more than 45,000 people, political prisoner, we call him.
Das ist einfach unvorstellbar für jemanden wie mich. Und ich frage mich, ob du manchmal wütend und sauer bist, auch darauf, wie wir leben können hier. Natürlich habe ich jeden Tag meine Probleme und auch oft das Gefühl, ich komme nicht weiter, ich kann nicht mehr und mein Leben ist so schwer. Aber wenn ich mir das versuche, in Ansätzen vorzustellen, was du und was diese ganzen Menschen da mitmachen müssen, dann kann ich ja eigentlich nur dankbar sein. Und ich frage mich, ob du nicht so viele Emotionen in dir haben musst, wo du gar nicht weißt, wohin. Also klar, auf dem Klavier höre ich sie manchmal, aber ja. Wie kommst du damit zurecht?
Yeah, when you speak with Ayam Ahmad, you see confusing guy. He's jumping from left to right, answering. You ask him about the war in Syria, he begins to speak about his father. When you speak about his father, he speak about his political friend. He was taken from the secret police. You can see the chaos in my mind, you know. And this is every time feel responsibility, this responsibility to say, to take the microphone and to say, because we have a lot of Syrian people here, they are super afraid to speak about the reality, the reason, yeah? And they einfach say, oh, our family is still in Syria, it's so dangerous for us and all that. The responsibility, my brother eyes, when I think about him, when I see him, it's have a lot of photo here in the wall about Ala, my brother. You know, he was 4 years younger. I am not a great friend with him, you know. I fight a lot with him. Mm. But he disappeared in this way. And when I see how my mother, she never was happy since 7 years or the 8 years because she lost him. And when I see my mother and father, how they are looking for my children and thinking about Ala children, you know. Mm. Yeah, when somebody complaining about Corona and they don't go to the vacation because Corona. And oh my God, scheiß Corona. Yeah, scheiß Corona because I don't can work. Not because we don't can go to the... Urlaub, it looks like that, yeah. I think you are living here in Germany in such a great situation because you have a lot of people looks like me, 80 years before, they fight against the Nazi and they really fight for freedom and they lost the life. Looks like Istra Borgerani, Oda, this lady, she died in 95. She is from Hamburg. She fight the Nazi with the music also. But the people slowly, slowly forget the history, you know. Sometimes we create a problem. Also, I complain a lot now and I look to myself why I complain, you know. But I get here, it's the system take you to complain, yeah. To complain about, oh, too much work, too much Fahrrad, fahren with the train or with the car. At least you have a train. You don't need to walk 2,500 kilometers to come to Germany in an illegal way and feel afraid from shooting from the soldier in the border or the... I don't need to complain for the situation, but the situation, it's extremely good. Germany protect you with your passport. Your passport protect you everywhere. But for the Syrian Palestinian people, Palestinian people in Gaza, Ramallah, they have the same shitty situation. And this is why we get out from this whole catastrophe. Since 1948, we don't have any solution for those refugees, you know. We spoke about the Nazi time, we spoke about the Holocaust, but we have solution for the Jewish people. We have Israel, yeah? But for those Palestinian refugees, it's his own land or not own land. We don't need to found connection or the fight and speak about that. But for those people, they until now, no solution, only to go out and being refugee again. And here, auch, we don't have solution. It's written in my passport, I come from XXX. This is not a solution. It's staatlos. Ich bin staatlos. It's written in my passport, officially.
Und das ist ja sogar noch weitergegangen. Du hast ja den ersten Beethoven-Preis bekommen und da kamst du gerade nach Deutschland, aber das Geld war quasi verschenkt, weil du keinen Status hast.
Ja.
Das ist doch verrückt, oder?
Ja, it's crazy. And it's make me really angry. You know, angry looks like how Bashar al-Assad take my brother. Hmm. I don't need to tell it in the same way, but yeah, you can find solution every time, but you don't need to be super bureaucratic, you know, because the prize is giving in 2015 in month 11. You can give me the money in month April. I have my Aufenthaltstitel, I have everything, and I was a freelancer, beginning with a freelancer, 3 months after the prize, but this is the bureaucracy, you know. You get the prize in the 11-11, 2015, you should get the money 2 days later, or the money verschwindet. I don't know.
Da sind wir wieder beim Strukturenbrechen, ne? Auch die bürokratischen Strukturen darf man vielleicht mal brechen. Weißt du, was ich so schön finde? Du hast all das in dir, diese ganzen Emotionen. Du hast so wahnsinnig viel schon gesehen und mitgemacht. Und ich meine, du spielst Klavier so talentiert und hast Granatsplitter in deiner Hand. Du nimmst das, was du hast, mit und machst trotzdem weiter. Und dieses Bild, da bist du für mich ein Botschafter. Das, was alles so schwer in unserem Leben ist, das mitzunehmen, weiterzumachen und dabei noch so wahnsinnig humble, so wahnsinnig bescheiden zu sein und hier zu sitzen und uns zu beglücken. Und dann schreibst du jetzt ja, oder hast du auch noch ein Buch geschrieben, Taxi Damaskus, um den Menschen auch eine Stimme zu geben, um die Gesellschaft auch abzubilden. Erklär doch mal dazu noch ein bisschen.
Yeah, this is really hard also for me to put away all this nervous and tiredness. And I still young guy, I should not write biography when I am 33 years old. I feel so old and to be so old also nice, you know, but so exhausting, let's call it, yeah. Sometimes also when I see how the people focus about this pianist, his name Ayham Ahmed, and they don't see nothing around, you know, only they see the famous guy. We need to make photo with the famous guy. We need to be with the... I am not shy, sir. Sorry, you know, I am not this guy. I was writing in the book in the end. It was a lot of work, a lot of people. And this has destroyed me again between my community, you know. My community, it's hate me total because I get the everything from Yarmouk and I begin to transfer it for me, for my family. Oh, he is living in peaceful situation. He work, even he play piano and get money. You know, this is how you should explain for him. I was studying 20 years and I don't do that because I am the pianist from Yarmouk. I do that because I am studying piano, but they don't understand that. Why the people studying in the university for 20 years? This is also for Baha, our friend, you know. She is a pianist, wonderful, but she fight to accept her in Iran or in a place in Middle East. This is really stupid sometimes, you know. And sometimes also it's come more looks like what with the Taxi Damaskus. The people don't read it. They ask, it's about you? No, it's not about me. It's about Muhammad and Ahmed and Samir and Salah. And yeah. It's not about you. I tell you, 5 minutes, it's not about me. And she's like, I need to buy the book of you. Sign it, please. Ah, did you buy the book because I need to sign it? Or did you need to buy the book because you need to know more?
Verstehe ich. Ja, du sagst gerade schon, dass die Leute dich blöd finden und verachten, weil du all das hast, was sie nicht haben dürfen und sogar noch ein künstlerisches Leben leben darfst, das deine Rechnungen bezahlt. Wie politisch würdest du deine Arbeit einschätzen und was hat das auch noch für Risiken für dich und natürlich auch für deine Familie?
It's hoch Risiko. My father, mother and all my uncle, every time when they ask about me in Syria, they say for him, we don't know him, we don't have no contact, he's a horrible man.
Wirklich?
Ja, muss. They take him to the secret police. You know, and when they receive money from me, I send some money to Syria. Every time I send it with a different name, because when they get to know that money from Ayham Ahmed, they will collect the people, collect the money, collect everything, you know. And my father and mother, they don't feel happy here. Einfach. They are 65 and 70 and they need to go back to Syria, but they are not allowed. And my father is fighting 3 days ago for me because I have created a poem of prisoner. He was killed in the secret police. His name here is Damaskus. And I was telling in the Öffentlichkeit, هنا دمشق تطير القمامات خلف هياج الحمير. It's speaking about Assad and his situation. And he said, please shut your mouth. Chaos, you don't can change nothing, only you put us in danger, you know. And this is responsibility to speak about Allah, how we can speak about prisoner with the German people. They don't know about where is Syria in the map sometime, you know, or they thought about, oh, maybe he steals some things because he's in the prison. Because here, when you steal some things, you are in the prison, or you kill somebody, you are in the prison. No. This is looks like politics. And it's einfach to say it's Stasi. Did you know Stasi? It's Stasi. And this is all combination about to tell or to not to tell, shut your mouth and work peaceful with the music, and you have all this history behind. It's made me looks like that.
Ja, er wirkt dich, das erdrückt dich und er wirkt dich.
I'm sorry to say that. I have wonderful documentary film made by great guy. He's coming from Istanbul. We was working here for 5-6 days. We have TV opposite for the opposite Syrian. This is not for Assad, for the opposite of them. He make wonderful documentary. He put it for 3 hours and he received 6,500 message about I am bad. Why?
Wirklich?
Yeah. And he put it away. Now you can go to YouTube. It's wonderful documentary film, filmed in very, very high quality. He worked too much for this documentary film. I tell the whole story in Arabic. And now the YouTube is make it privat.
YouTube hat es gesperrt.
Yeah. YouTube, because also wow. Those 600 people or the 6,000 people, they write to YouTube, I am liar.
Das ist ja echt heftig.
Ja.
Wir merken, wie schwierig deine Situation ist und wie gleichzeitig viel Kraft du aber auch aufbringst und wie viel Freude du strahlst. Ich finde, in diesem Gespräch alleine sind wir schon durch so viele Emotionen gegangen. Und ich würde tatsächlich gerne nochmal abschließen mit einem Projekt, das du immer wieder angehst, mit so viel Kraft, auch wenn du da immer wieder scheiterst. Du möchtest eigentlich eine Art Musikschule gründen, vor allem für Kinder, um denen ein Heimatgefühl zu geben. Was ist dein Ziel?
Yeah, this is really my ziel. Here in Dazaborg, we don't have only 300 people. Near Warburg we live. We don't have a lot of refugees, but this was really my ziel in Wiesbaden. I open music schule. I ask everybody from the refugee camp. And I have 25 children. Marcos, Thomas, and all the guy, and I don't make any difference between the German boy or the German girl and Syrian boy, but I have 25 German and Italianish and Spanish studying in this music school, and nobody from the Syrian people come. Why? I go and ask why. Yeah, we don't have time. We miss the appointment. You have appointment 2 o'clock, they come 3 o'clock. But I have Marcos in 3 o'clock, and your time, it's from 2 o'clock. Sowieso, it's for free. And who will pay this room cost 700 euro in Wiesbaden, in the middle of the city? And you begin asking about something's wrong, you know? And why the Syrian people don't appreciate that? We have a trauma, we have a problem, you know? We should clear our problem and after we can come to the music lesson. But I'm so glad and happy to see Ahmed and Kinan, how they grow here. And they go to the music shule. I am not the teacher. And they like the music without nobody force him, because my father forced me to be pianist. And I begin like it after 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But my children, they like it. And they sit at home, play this, what it's for my father, horrible music, pasito, pasito. And they try to create the same chord what they hear from them. I'm so glad and happy, but I don't touch him. Because I have a trauma of forcing, you know, and I don't need to force nobody. And also I don't need to force the Syrian community to bring the children. But every time enjoy, shortly before the concert, I ask who is Syrian people here. And I sit in Gespräch for a glass of tea. I have my keyboard. I play music. And this is what you can see in the documentary film from Tokyo. They found that interesting. Did you know this guy? No, I don't know him. Did you know his name? No, I don't know him, really. You know, and the lady, Akukori, it was with me. She filmed in documentary film. She looked, what that? No appointment, kind of email. You don't call him. How? Yeah, this is Syria.
Auch schön. Ayham Ahmad, vielen Dank. Du spielst Music for Hope. Bei dir in Wiesbaden, aber auch für uns und bei uns im Körperforum. Und ich möchte euch und Sie alle einladen, mal reinzuschauen in unsere Videos. Die sind nämlich wundervoll. Es gibt ganz tolle musikalische Stücke, die Ayham uns präsentiert hat. Und ich hoffe, Sie machen nicht den Fehler, den sein Onkel macht. Einfach nur mal kurz zu hören, sondern mal wirklich reinzuhören. Dahinter zu gucken und mal reinzulesen in die Bücher von Ayham, einfach mal zu verstehen, was verbirgt sich hinter dieser Persönlichkeit. Ich bin wirklich beeindruckt von deinem Leben, von dem, was du mitgemacht hast, von dem, wie du dich hier gibst, und bedanke mich ganz herzlich für diese offenen und ehrlichen Einblicke in dein Leben. Ayham Ahmad.
Vielen, vielen Dank und tut mir leid für mein miserables Deutsch.
Hat wunderbar funktioniert. Ich glaube, wer will, versteht dich aus dem Herzen.
Vielen Dank, danke, danke.